talk just to the young people first before we open up the word. Who's got a Bible handy? Has anyone got a Bible handy? Yeah. Naomi, could you read to me Romans 8, just verse 1. Romans 8 and verse 1. Thank you. Condemnation, it says, to those who are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Now, how many of you know that verse? Have you read it before? Have you read that verse? Huh? Have you read it? Haven't read Romans 8 verse 1? Romans 8 verse 1, we've got one nod. Right, well, the Lord knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Hey, you know, God never makes a mistake. Now, that is a very, very blessed chapter. In fact, chapter 7 and chapter 8 actually really go together. And what I'd like you to do, if you would, through the week, whether you do it on your own or do it with mum or dad, would you read those two chapters? Because I think you're going to be very blessed by them. And Paul says, the Apostle Paul, that there's no condemnation. Now, do we understand the word condemnation? Any idea what condemnation might mean? Huh? Any idea what condemnation is? Any idea? What do you think it is? Yes, you're getting near it. Yes, yes. What about if I said you have been condemned? What would you understand by that? You've been condemned. You've been judged. Yes. And people can be rightly and falsely condemned. Sometimes even in the courts. Some man or woman can sometimes falsely be accused, condemned. And so, the Lord says here, there is no condemnation. You're not condemned to those who are in what? In Christ Jesus. And that's the key to it. There's no condemnation. You're not condemned if you are in Christ. He then goes on to say, to those who walk, what does it say? There's two forms of walking. What are those two forms of walking? Any idea? What are those two forms of walking? Yes?
Walking on the feet and walking with Christ.
Walking in the flesh and walking with Christ. So the flesh means simply self, sin, you, me, I, what I want to do. And there is also a walk in the Spirit in Christ. And that is our belief in Christ. And he says, if you want that walk in the Spirit, that's what you want, that's what you believe for, and that's what you ask Jesus to do, he then says, the wonderful thing is, you are not condemned. Now, what it means is that if you miss it, and we do miss it. We miss the mark. That's what it actually means. It means that when you've confessed, you get it right with God, you're not under that condemnation of sin. Now you see, the world outside, the world out there, is not very forgiving. We in fact live in a generation now that condemns everything and everyone. We now live in a generation that wants to see vengeance, that can't forgive. And God is completely opposite to that. He said, if you come before me and you confess what you've done, he said, you are not under any condemnation. And not only that, but the Lord would say, if you try and bring it back to him, he'll actually say, well, what are you talking about? Now, we're not like that, are we? Because we take a time sometimes to forgive. and certainly to forget. But God says he casts it away as far as the east is to the west. And so those who walk in the Spirit, who walk close with Jesus, he says, there's no condemnation in your life. And whatever the devil might try and say, or what you are, or your past, or you did this, or whatever, you have a verse there, if you love Jesus, there, Satan, it is written, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That is the weapon, that is the sword of God's word. Because condemnation can be a very real thing. And the enemy knows how to work with condemnation. So when you go home in the week, you read Romans 7 and Romans 8. And you read about Paul, his experience, how God worked with him and brought him to that place, knowing forgiveness, knowing the joy of salvation, knowing that he's no longer held by self. And it says in there, as you're going to read it, he says, the things that I do, I don't do, and the things that I don't do, I do. Have you ever experienced that? Have you ever experienced where you're going to do something, and yet you just don't do it? Have you ever experienced that? Going to do something, yes, I'm going to do this today, I'm going to get it right today, and you don't do it, do you? Fall flat on your face. That's what Paul was going through. He was battling that. He was battling that. So you read those two chapters, and I think you're going to get a lot out of it. And maybe next time, I might quiz you on a few things.